We appreciate that song. That's a good song. And a lot of truth in it, that no matter what we're going through, the devil would have us to just give up. But if we'll just keep praying, keep trusting in the Lord, the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. Or we have not because we ask amiss. We ask and don't believe that the Lord is able to do that which we have asked of Him. But we know that our God is able to do all things. Think about the greatest problem that you've ever had in your life. And did not the Lord prove Himself through that? I put it this way, and then we'll get to a scripture reading. If God can save us, then there's nothing else that ever comes by us that He's not big enough to take care of. Because that's the greatest need that we've ever had, is being able to be delivered from sin and from the grasp that the devil had a hold of us. If you would open your Bibles to 1 John in the 5th chapter, goes what we said goes right along with what we've already talked about for a few minutes. 1 John, the 5th chapter. While some of you are still turning there, let me just brag on the Lord on a beautiful day that He gave us today. And beautiful day. And it could be raining outside, and we could say the Lord gave us a beautiful day. Because He woke us up this morning, gave us our health and strength, gave us our get up and go, and the ability to do so. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, 1 John the 5th chapter, and starting at verse 13. He says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." And stop reading there with verse 15, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I like to use for a text from that 14th verse, talking about the confidence that we have in Him. The confidence that we have in Him. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that it's better for man, for us to put our trust in God than it is for us to have confidence in man. Because man will let us down. Man will fail us. And man will one day be your friend and the next day nowhere to be found. Is this not the scripture? And the Bible teaches us that, and you've heard me say this verse, recite this verse or paraphrase it many times over the years, that as long as a man hath money, he has many friends. But when the money's gone and times get hard, the friends are nowhere to be found. And all the confidence that we have placed in them has dissipated because we didn't have anything to offer them. But the scripture says that we can have confidence in God, because there is nothing that you and I have that compares to with what God's got. There's nothing that we have that God looks at, and, you know, a lot of things that comes between friendships is envy. That they look at what you have and they want what you have, and the friendship goes south. Sometimes when we put confidence in man, we only allow that to build up to the level that when they fail us, it breaks our hearts. And we're devastated because they have let us down. That's why I teach and I preach it like this, that when it comes to the Word of God, don't put your confidence in what I say. Put your confidence in what thus saith the Word of God. Put your confidence in what God has taught you and what God, through the Holy Spirit, has revealed to us. through His Word, because if you put your confidence in man and what man is teaching and the man changes, you've lost all your confidence in your Word. Becky and I was talking about this just a few minutes as we was driving to, as she was driving to church. When we are confident about something, we can do it a whole lot faster. When we lack confidence, we have to seek directions and we have to fiddle until we find a place that we're comfortable with. When it comes to God, there's nothing that I can take before God that I lack the confidence that He is not able to take care of it. Tara talked about, and we heard Larry testify here on Sunday, talk about folks that's got these dreaded diseases, and she may not have been a candidate for the experimental drug, but I know of man that is able to speak the Word. I have the confidence that God can fix what is wrong with these bodies. Did He not just take some spittle and give fix the guy's eyes to where he could see? He took that. If God can do that, if He could just speak the Word. Used to in our preaching, I'd say that I had the confidence that God could just touch the infirmity and make it whole. But the Bible teaches us many a times that people went to God in the Lord Jesus Christ and said, if You would just do this for my son or for my daughter, I know that they would be made whole. And the Lord would say, let's go. And they'd say back to Him, I'm not worthy that You should enter in under my house. But they had confidence that if You will just speak the Word, I know that they will be made whole. And two of the scriptures, one of my favorite ones is this, that when He got back home, He inquired about the time that the child was made whole. And sure enough, it was the same time that he approached the Lord. And the Lord said, thy faith, go, thy faith has made him whole, or made that child whole. Folks, I have confidence that God is able to take care of that. I worry about our country. I worry about our children and the things that they are facing. But I have confidence in this, that if people, God said it like this, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and repent, turn from their wicked ways, then the Lord will hear and He will answer their prayers. And God can turn this country around. He can turn lives around. He can turn churches around. He can turn our hopes around, our dreams. The things that we've lacked confidence in because we've seen us just people just tore down and tore down and torn down, because that's what the devil and the world does. God is able to build us up and give us confidence that we know that we serve a God. In fact, did not the writer say it like this? I know in whom I have my trust in. And I know that He is able to do all things. Brother Wayne, there's nothing that God cannot do if we will just put our confidence forward and march with Him. Not that we're able to do it. I'm not able to do anything by myself. Jim, you're not able to do anything by yourself. But folks, when the Holy Spirit comes along, we have the confidence that we lack, and we're able to do that which God has told us to do. I'm not able to heal you. I'm not able to cast out demons, but I know a man that is. And I have confidence in this. If we can just get our people that are sick to God, God can take care of them. If we can get our people that are facing troubles in their life and facing disappointments, I've had several people, and I should say maybe a couple people, that have approached me and on a Sunday morning or Sunday night or a Wednesday night, and they say, I want you to pray for a family member. And they didn't ask me to tell the church all the circumstances surrounding. It's not important. You know what they're doing? They're saying, I have confidence. It's not in the preacher. It's not in the pastor. But I have confidence that if somebody can get a hold of heaven, God can fix the situation that they're in. And for those that are lost, have we not seen it work here in recent weeks and months that we ought to have even more confidence? Our confidence in God ought to be sky high. That if we could just get our lost people in the house of the Lord, God will save them. He will save them. It's not He might, or we hope so, but Sister Ruby, God will save to the ends of the world, that there is nothing that God cannot save from. And I am confident that it doesn't matter how deep in sin they've gone or how good they've been. God can save them in spite of themselves and give them a hope of glory when this life comes to an end. He said that we have this confidence in Him. That if we ask anything, I think that I can use Larry's word here. Anything means all. Whatever you have need of, whatever it is that you need God to move on in your behalf. Some of you that are praying for your children, Brother Eli can't even hardly request prayer without breaking down for his children. Some of you as moms and dads have talked to me about your kids, and many of you know about my kids. Folks, let me tell you, we're all in the same condition. But I have this confidence that there is a God in heaven. When I can't be there to watch over them, God is able to speak the words that they have need of. And I am confident that He's able to watch over them, even though they may get out and do things that they ought not be doing. Folks, the devil is trying with all of his power to take mine and yours and destroy them. But I am confident in this. God will only let them go so far. And then He will remind them of what He has done for them in days past. And I am confident, and I'm not coming tonight to preach false hopes. I am confident, moms and dads, if we keep praying, we will see the victory come to their lives, because God has told us if we ask anything according to His words, and that we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of Him. We ought to just be sky high in confidence tonight. Often things, and I'm trying not to preach too long, Billy, but often things in life, I lack confidence. Anybody else lack confidence in things in this life? I lack confidence in them. But when it comes to God, I have confidence tonight. If you get nothing else out of this message, take this with you. I am confident that God is able to do above anything that I could ever dream or hope for, anything that I could ever ask for. God is able to deliver and set us free. I'm confident in that. And the writer said it like this: we've not even seen the half of it yet. We put limitations on God. And when we put limitations on God, it diminishes our confidence. There is no limit to what God can do. And when we come to that realization, how many of us, you don't have to raise your hand, through the years and maybe even recently, that many of us have even been at the point to where we wonder if it's even worth praying about anymore, because we've not seen the progress that we thought that we should. Our confidence has gone down. Folks, you might give up on the church, you might give up on the deacons, you might give up on the preacher or pastor, but don't ever give up on God, because God is still on the throne. He's still watching over His people, and He's still hearing the prayers. In fact, can I preach it like this? There's many of prayers that's been prayed, and our loved ones have already been buried underneath the sod. But those prayers are not forgotten. God knows every one of them that was prayed. He's got the answer. And folks, it might not be in their lifetime, it might not be in your lifetime, in my lifetime, but God will answer those prayers when those hearts are willing to open up and receive Him. Many of moms and dads has prayed prayers for their children. They didn't see them come to fruition. But God says, we used to sing that song, "My Lord Keeps a Record." It's about a different subject matter. But God does not forget the prayers that His children pray. And He knows our petitions. And we can go to the grave confident that God heard and will answer our prayers tonight. That ought to make a Baptist church want to shout on a Wednesday night. That we know we have that confidence in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will. Now, it can't be according to our will. It has to be according to His will. What is God's will? God's will is to seek and save that which is lost. God's will is to give us, he said, as Larry said, you remember in the scripture where it says that the thief cometh to steal and to kill, but the Lord has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah. How many of us want an abundant life? Come on now. You know what abundant life means? Is that there is no want. In fact, the Bible tells us that there is no want to them that know him. There is nothing that we have need of that God will not provide for us. In fact, I want to say it like this. We've got more than just our wants. How many of us have got some, or our needs, we've got some of our wants in life as well. We don't need everything we've got. Some of those are wants that we had to have. And I'll meddle for a minute. You know it's true. And many of those things that we want, I'll preach on Roger for a few minutes. Y'all say amen to that. Some of those things we want takes away time that we used to have with God. Amen? Oh, y'all say he was preaching pretty good until he got to that. But it's true. There's nothing that we should have that comes between us and God. I like what Billy said out there outside, if I can use that. He said what Becky has said throughout the years. I hope it's beautiful Monday through Friday and Saturday too. It won't bother me a bit when it rains on Sunday. Now, I'm being difficult. And the reason for that is because they can't go to the golf course. They can't go out boating. They can't go out fishing. And some of you say, you really don't want people to have a good time. You got 6 days to have a good time. Sunday is the day of the Lord. And we need to be in God's house. And I'll preach on and close. I am confident that God is able to give us everything that we have need of. I am confident that there's no prayer that you pray that he's not able to hear and to answer if it be in his will. But you remember what Jesus prayed. He said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He didn't pray for lavish things. He said, just give us this daily bread. I'm confident God's going to provide food for our tables. I'm confident that God's going to provide shelter to keep us out of the weather. I'm confident he's going to give us clothes to cover our nakedness. I'm confident he's going to give us all things that we have need of. But he went on to pray in that. Before we can pray, the Bible says it like this. And this goes right with this. In order for us to have confidence with God, we've got to make sure of our relationship with God. Because our relationship with God can build up or destroy our confidence. When we're away from God, we don't have much confidence. People I know that's away from God, even sinners have a certain level of confidence in what God can do for them. But people that's been in church on Sunday morning, when the Spirit, or Sunday night and Wednesday night, when the Spirit was so high that you could almost cut it with a knife, they've got confidence because they've seen what God did in the midst of the church. You get away from church, your confidence level starts to go down. And then you come back and the church has to work to get the confidence level built back up. Can I put this in for good measure? It'd be great if we could get all of our church members in at one time and get their confidence level up sky high. Because then, you know what we could do? We could be getting down in sackcloth and ashes and praying for the lost. Instead of praying for our brothers and sisters, we could pray for the lost and see the lost get saved. He said that we know that whatsoever we ask of him, he will hear us and he will grant us our petitions. The reason why the scripture says it like this, and then I'll tell you the reason why. The scripture says, let us come boldly before the throne of God. The reason why we cannot go boldly is because our confidence is lacking. There's a lot of your skills, there's a lot of your abilities, there's a lot of things you do on a daily basis that you can lack confidence in. But Brother Bill, there's one area that we have no time to be lacking confidence, and that's what God is able to do. Because our people are looking at us, What if somebody asks us to pray and we say we'll pray and God might answer that? God might hear that. That's not showing very much confidence in us and what our Lord and Savior can do. What if we said God can save you and He might be able to keep you? That's not showing much confidence. I like what the writer said. He says, I am confident in this, that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. If I wasn't confident that God could see me beyond this life into the next life, I'd be searching for a God that I could be confident that would get me from this life to heaven. But I am confident this tonight. He saved me by His grace. He keeps me by His grace. And when this life comes to an end, He's going to take me out of grace, out of faith, and I'll walk by sight in heaven above. That's the kind of confidence I have. Some folks say, well, Sister Checking, I'm trying to find a hushing place. Some folks might say, you've got a false hope that you're going to make it to heaven. No, I've got the promise of God's Word that if you believe upon Him, you trust in Him, and you pray, faith, believe it, that He will save you from hell and give you a home in glory. Amen. And I will die believing that I'm making it to heaven based upon the authority of God's Word. Because Paul said it like this, if in this life we only had a hope of life in Christ, we would be of all men most miserable. People that are lacking in confidence in what God has done or will do only have a hope. And a hope is a terrible thing when you need some confirmation upon your belief. How many of you have confirmation by talking to Him? Got confirmation by the witness of the miracles He's performed in your life? Got confirmation by what He has done in your home by giving you the peace and the joy that you have need of? You've got the confirmation that builds up your confidence in God and what He can do. That's why I say it like this. Are people that are hurting. I have confidence, Sister Rachel, if we can get them to church, God is able to take care of them. Are people that are down and out. I am confident if we can get them to church, God is able to take care of them. I am confident that our people that are sick, if it be the Lord's will, we can get them to the house of the Lord and brothers and sisters can pray with them, because James said it like this, if there's any sick among you, I am confident, let them call upon the elders of the church. I am confident if they pray over them that if it be God's will, we will see a different report than what they received the last time that they was at the doctor's office. People say, Roger, you just believe God can do everything. Amen. Amen. He can turn your finances around. There's nothing that God can't fix. When I told you all, and I'm trying to close. I told you when I was out of a job and money was low, and I needed something, I guess just to, if I recall correctly, just to cut the grass. And I was helping Becky with the laundry. And men, there's nothing wrong with that. I was helping her with the laundry, and I pulled out a pair of my pants, and for some reason I reached down the pocket, and there was some money in there that I didn't even know we had. Now, it wasn't much, but folks, when you're broke, it's a lot. Anybody ever been so broke that $5 look good? Amen. I am confident. That was probably put there when I had a dollar. And I forgot about it. But you know, when we pray, people say it's just coincidence. You call it whatever you want. I call it, I have confidence in God that He's able to provide for everything that we have need of. I'm going to ask you to do this tonight. I appreciate the Lord. Do you have confidence in God? Do you remember times when it was low? And if you look back and see when your confidence was low, it's because your walk with God was not as close as it should have been. Because the closer we walk with God, the more confident we are. The more confident we are. The more that we trust Him, the greater confidence we have in Him. The more that we worship with our brothers and sisters, the greater the confidence we have in what God can do, because somebody will stand up and testify, and it will fill your heart knowing that bound to be in the Lord that did that for them. Amen. I'm going to ask you to do this. God can do all things. Whatsoever we have need of, God is able to take care of it. And tonight I don't feel to give an invitation. The altar's open. And you know, and can I just be Roger for a minute? God's people ought not to have an invitation to move. When we know we need to get right, we need to move. Even sinners that wait for the invitation know better. Because when the Lord is dealing with our heart, that's when they ought to move. That's when the invitation's given. It's right then and there. But I want to close with this. Our confidence sometimes is built by brothers and sisters to help us, that pray for us, that lift us up, that exhort us. A brother or sister that says, "I'm praying for you." Folks, that will shoot your confidence that the answer is coming. That will help you and help them when we let them know that. But tonight I want to have a time of fellowship, if that be all right. The altar's open, don't get me wrong. If God lays it on your heart and you want to pray, that's what these altars are here for. But I also want to do this. And I'm trying to find my words very closely tonight. I'll get the right word. But I want you to have fellowship. And I also want you to do this. These offering plates are out here. I want you to, I need your help. And it's not for Roger. It's for another family. I need your help. That if you, when you come around to fellowship, that if you got an extra dollar in your pocket, it'll help. If you got an extra five, whatever it is, extra ten, there's no limit. We shouldn't put a limit. Whatever it is that you have that's extra. In fact, maybe I shouldn't even use the word extra, because I'm confident in this. Whatever you give, God will give it back to you, plus some. He'll give it back to you plus some. So I want you to stand and fellowship one with another. And as you walk by the fellowship, I'm not going to come back there to you. I'm going to stand right up here. You say, "Well, why are you going to stand up there?" So you have to come up here. All right? And I can be getting difficult in my old age, I guess. But ain't God good to us? And I'm confident in this. I've seen it happen too many times, that God has been too good to us for us not to be good to each other. God bless you tonight. If you get away from us before you come up here, I pray that God will give you a great week. Enjoy the rest of this week. The latest forecast I heard Bill and Wayne talking about, I believe it was Bill and Wayne, is that you better get it done before Saturday at noontime, because after that it's going to start raining, and it's going to rain Sunday. Can anybody say amen? And yeah, I'm not always this mean, but it does give us a day for people to reflect that they should be in the house of the Lord with their families, teaching them about the Lord. Why don't you stand, fellowship one another, and come in. And if the Lord's laid it upon your heart and you're able to do so, please come up here and fellowship with us, and bring that extra little bit that you've got.